This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday. It is February 18th, 5:31. Thank you guys for joining us. I know a lot of you had a nice three-day weekend for President's Day. We were included. We both head out of town. How was your trip to Baltimore?
It was so much fun. It was nice because I've never visited my best friend in Baltimore, and she's been there for about 5 years now. So it was nice to see her in her first place that she's ever moved out of. And it was nice to just get out of town. I think sometimes you enjoy your own city. Once you like finally leave, you're like, man, home is great.
Yeah. It makes you appreciate it just a little bit more.
Yes. What about you?
It was good. It was, we had a quick trip to Phoenix. My daughter had a volleyball tournament down there. And usually Matt and I will stay at the same hotel as the team. The girls, they all room together, but usually the parents just kind of stay there so we could all be together. And as I was planning the trip, I had the reservation for their hotel, and I was like, you know what? It's Valentine's weekend. Like, let's go stay at a different hotel. I mean, I don't even see her when she's there anyway. So, like, what's the point?
Yeah.
So we stayed at a totally different hotel. It was really nice. I felt like I was on a mini vacation because when they weren't playing, we went and explored the city. We went around. We went shopping. We had really nice time together, some dinners together, just the two of us. So It was really, really nice. We had a really good weekend.
I feel like we were both refreshed after like getting out of town, kind of taking a step back from reality and just like,
Yeah, well, yeah, it's been a year and it's only February 18th. And you and I both had a lot going on this year. A lot of unexpected things happened and we were just kind of like, what's happening? And so now it's just kind of like, okay, That was nice. Get away from it all. So yeah, we're back. We're ready to go. We've got so much going on, including something I keep getting messages for. It's funny how your friends pop out of the woodwork when they find out you're giving away Disneyland tickets on the show. Mm. Are you guys really giving away Disneyland? Yes, we really
are. I saw you guys had Disney tickets.
Yes. Yes, we do. Oh, how do you get those? You know how you get those. You listened for us to tell you to call and you play the Mega Minute. And then if you win it, you get those Disneyland tickets.
Right. So
it's like there's a secret way that you're going to get them. No. Just because we're friends doesn't mean that's going to happen. But yeah, that's happening at 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. It's going to be really cool. I mean, Disneyland any time of year is fantastic. So we cannot wait to give those away for you guys. A lot over the weekend, a lot of good things that happen, a lot of funny stories. We are going to talk about all of it this morning, but let's get things started. It is time for the pre-show You Pick 'Em. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear All That She Wants by Ace of Base? You want to hear Blue by Eiffel 65? Or do you want to hear Goodies by Sierra? Are your choices? You can get your votes in right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We are going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We were both out of town this weekend. I was in Phoenix for a quick volleyball tournament for my daughter, and you went all the way to the East Coast to Baltimore, Maryland. So how was it?
It was so much fun. The company was amazing, but something that was very famous or is very famous in Maryland, they're like, you gotta try this, you gotta try that, is the crabs. I was like, I love seafood. James and I, we love going to seafood buffets. We said, let's try the famous crabs that people keep talking about.
What's so special about the Maryland crabs?
So I believe they freshly catch crabs in the Chesapeake Bay.
Okay.
So every day they're freshly caught. We're like, ooh, fresh crab? Absolutely. So we go sit down. We go to one of the restaurants. And one of the things that they said to try was one of the steamed crabs. Whole crab. It looks like Mr. Krabs from like, or like a, what was Sebastian from The Little Mermaid?
Oh, that would make me so sad. I couldn't eat it if I saw like him looking back at me.
Exactly.
Oh.
So I'm like, you know what? Let's avoid that. But I tried it and I tried the crab. And honestly, I might make people from Maryland mad, but I was like, this is it. This is what you guys are hyping up. It was just not flavorful to me. I felt like I could get something like at Hot and Juicy here better. And I was like, man, maybe it was just with the crab I got. So we tried different crab things. One of my friends says, let's try the crab dip. I think you're going to like the crab dip. Try the crab dip. I'm like, this is kind of too cheesy for me. It's like, okay, let's try something else. Let's keep going with the crab stuff. Then they bring out a crab, what was it? Crab cake. They're like, you're going to love the crab cake. I try the crab cake, put some lemon on it, try it with some tartar sauce.
Nothing.
No. It was all mid.
I don't understand like how their crab could be better. Well, yeah, maybe because it's fresh, but like, I mean, crab is kind of like, it's crab. It can be fresh and shipped somewhere. That's not considered fresh anymore.
You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, right. Like I can imagine living here in Vegas, we're all constantly getting shipped fresh stuff. But to me, when I went to Maryland and I tried their crabs, meh. Not for me.
So is there anything that someone just hyped up to you and you were like, oh my gosh, this is going to be the greatest thing I've ever tried, ever. And you tried it and it was like, well, that was a letdown. 702-364-9400. You go all the way to the East Coast, so excited to try a fresh crab from Baltimore, Maryland, and boom, nothing. Nothing exciting, nothing to write home about.
No.
It was just like, okay, this was what you were all hyping up. Maybe we're spoiled here in Vegas because I feel like the quality of food here at some of the restaurants is far superior to other parts of the country.
And that's why I was like, honestly, I'm kind of missing the food back home. I'm ready to go back home. And when we were there, I just felt like, man, the food here, overhyped. Even like the sushi and the ramen I tried there, overpriced, overhyped. I miss Vegas.
You know what? One thing I will say, like there's as far as, you know, going somewhere that someone just really oversold and then you went and you're like, huh? It was here in Vegas. I'm not going to say the name of it, but there's this restaurant here in town that is like very famous. It's an institution. It's been here forever before either of us were born.
You said a restaurant?
Yeah, it's a restaurant.
Can you say the name of the cuisine?
It might give it away if I say the cuisine. But anyway, so our friends are like, have you ever been to this place? And I'm like, no, I've heard of it. They're like, oh my gosh, the best. Oh my God. Blah, blah, blah. So we tried to get in, can't get reservations. It's impossible. They're like, we got reservations. We're going. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this place is going to be amazing. I cannot wait. We went and I left. I'm like, that sucked. Aww. Like that was, we've been to far better restaurants here in town. Like it was just one of those places that I think because it's been here for years and years, everyone hypes up. But when we went, we were like, okay, what was so great about it? Like it was nothing special.
Was it a steakhouse?
What? I don't know what you are talking about. Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:04. It is Tuesday, February 18th. Hopefully you had a nice weekend. Many of you got yesterday off for President's Day. So we are back at it, ready to go. We've been talking this morning how we both went out of town this weekend. I was in Phoenix, and when we went down there, I told my husband, like, I just want a break from everything. I want this to be, we were down there for volleyball. My daughter was playing, but there was so much off time that was not volleyball that we like went and explored and went and did new things. And it was just him and I, and it was so much fun. And I said, I just want to be like present. So I am not going to check social media at all this weekend. Like, not at all.
Really?
I'm just not going to go on my phone. I was on my phone to take pictures of things like that. Now, I think I did break down on Saturday just out of boredom. I did go on my phone and look at social media. But I think I was on one time this weekend. And I cannot tell you how I feel like it improved my mental health. Is there something that just drastically improved your mental health that you did? I came back. I felt so refreshed. I felt like in such a good mood. I felt like I was in the moment and the things we were doing. I was noticing things. Whereas usually I'd have my phone out and just be like mindlessly scrolling. I didn't do that except for one time this weekend. And I was just like, that was such a great trip. Like, oh my gosh, we had such a good time.
Did you find it hard or did you find yourself feeling like you needed to check your phone and just go on social media?
It was more like an involuntary reaction. You know, when you go to the doctor and they hit your knee with that thing and it pops up. I just felt like many times I would go to reach for my phone just out of habit. There was nothing I needed to check at that moment. It was just like, oh, phone. And then I tell myself, no phone. I'm like, oh yeah, no phone. And after that, I didn't think about it as much. And it was such a great detox. Ever since I got back, I haven't been looking at it as much. And it's just, I don't know. I needed that. It really improved my mental health. If there's something that you have like a little hack that improves your mental health, I know exercise is big for a lot of people. Cutting off toxic people.
Very much so.
For a lot of people. Even just like deleting certain apps. One of my friends, she deleted Instagram. She says she's never been happier in her life.
No way.
Totally deleted her Instagram. She's like, man, I am the happiest I've ever been. So just some food for thought here as we head into this week. We're getting texts, no news watching. Oh yeah, that will drastically improve your mental health. So much coming up on the show today. So I know everybody is asking, are you giving away Disneyland tickets? The answer is absolutely. We are with the Mega Minute at 7:30 this morning. We'll have 4 2-day, one park per day tickets for you to the Disneyland Resort. We'll have some prizes for you early this morning with an early edition of Heads Up Cirque du Soleil tickets for you to see O. And on the way next, we have What's Trending. The entertainer is on a winning streak, doing something that no living male artist has done since 1966. We have details coming up in What's Trending.
topic trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Kendrick Lamar is trending this morning. The rapper is definitely on a winning streak. So this week, he became the first rapper to have three top 10 albums at the same time.
Wow.
It's on the heels of his Super Bowl halftime show. His latest album, GNX, returned to number one on the Billboard 200 after it dropped to number four. Meanwhile, 2017's Damn, and that climbed from 29 to 9, and then 2012's Good Kid, Mad City jumped from 27 to number 10. Before Kendrick, the last act to have three top 10 albums at once was actually this girl. In the
middle of the night. Of course.
It was Taylor. She actually had five top 10s back in 2023. And prior to that, Prince, he did it twice, but it was in the month after his death. Back in 2016, 1 week he had three top tens, and then the next week he had five. Kendrick is the first living male artist to do it since 1966. Who was the artist in 1966? Herb Alpert.
Herb Alpert?
That was the last time.
Who is Herb Alpert? I have to look him up.
I'm listening. Sounds very jazzy. I'm not super familiar with Herb Alpert's music. Sounds like it's just instrumental. Famous jazz guy?
Yeah, looks like he's one of the famous trumpeters and pianists from that time.
There you go. That's the last time that it was done. So that just shows you what a big accomplishment this is for sure. Also, that's not all that Kendrick did this week. He also became the first rapper with 100 million monthly listeners on Spotify. Only eight other artists have reached that number before him. And then just speaking of a Super Bowl bump, we were just talking about SZA, who was a part of that show, and she saw her album SOS jump to number two on the Billboard 200. This is the first time two performers from the Super Bowl halftime show have been number one and number two the week after the game.
Wow. Honestly, though, we report that viewership has been the highest it's ever been. So it kind of makes sense for this to happen.
Yeah, it was the most watched Super Bowl performance of all time. So
good for them.
Kind of crazy. A lot of big numbers there. And that is what's trending.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
I am all over the place. What day is it? It's Tuesday. I'm so thrown off. It's time to play Heads Up. Let's get our contestant on the phone. It is Destiny. Destiny, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready to win some tickets to check out O over at the Bellagio?
Hopefully.
You got this. You can do it. Just pick a category this morning. We're playing Heads Up. Do you want to go with Adopt, Don't Shop, President's Day, Innovators, or Pancakes?
So, I feel like it's sad, but Pancakes is going to probably be my best bet.
That is not sad. No. I was hoping you would pick Pancakes, quite frankly. Okay, so National Pancake Month is this month, February. These are all foods that start with the letter P, okay?
Okay.
Foods that start with the letter P. We just have to get 6 in 60 seconds. I think we can do this.
Okay.
You guys got this. Your guys' 60 seconds. It starts now.
This is a kind of pie you would have at Thanksgiving.
Pumpkin.
Yes. This is round with pepperoni on it.
Pizza.
Yes. This is a controversial topping for pizza. It's
pineapple.
Yes. This is the type of cheese you might put on your spaghetti.
Parmesan.
Yes. This is this is like raw fish and rice, or it's not raw fish, it's like fish and rice, and it's cooked in a huge pan. Let's pass that. We are like two of these in a pod.
Peace.
Yes. This is a fruit. They're from Georgia. Yes!
Nice.
I told you, Destiny! I knew you'd get this! Nice job! Congratulations!
Yay!
What was the food you guys were struggling with?
Paella. I didn't. I don't know.
Oh, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah, I didn't know if you're familiar with that. So I figured let's just save some time and move on. But that means you win. Congratulations! 2 tickets to Cirque du Soleil's O at the Bellagio Hotel and Casino. Those are yours, and we're gonna have those tickets to give away all week long with Heads Up. So be listening for that. Coming up next, it's one of the worst calls that you can get. Just in the middle of the day, you see this place is calling. What happened when it happened to you? One celebrity experienced this for the first time. We'll talk about it coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. It is one of the worst calls that you can get as a parent. Do you remember the first time that you got a phone call from your kid's school? 702-364-9400. This happened for the first time to Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr. They've been married for a long time. They have a 15-year-old daughter and they have a 12-year-old son. And of course, it was her son that finally gave them the parenting first. Although I have 2 daughters.
Why'd you say it was the son?
Well, usually like the sons are the ones that have the thing. It's like an injury. Something happened usually. But I will say I've gotten calls for both of my daughters on that.
Okay.
But I guess their son needed to go to the ER. He had an accident at school and he needed stitches in his head. So it was good times for them. But that feeling you get when you see the school is calling you and it's the middle of the day, I always, my heart would just sink and I would answer. I go, hello. And it was always, everything is okay. And then they tell me what's going on. One time, my oldest daughter, she was playing kickball at recess and some girl tripped her and she fell and broke her arm.
Broke her arm?
Broke her arm.
Oh, no.
So I had to go there. We had to take her to get a cast and all that. Another time, one of my I think it was my youngest daughter. Something happened. Oh, what was it? It was an injury in gym class. It wasn't severe. I think it was just a sprained ankle. But still, getting that call, they're like, everything is okay. Your daughter is okay. But, and then it's like, oh,
your
no.
heart goes to your stomach.
It is the worst. So I totally can relate to Sarah Michelle Gellar. Did you ever get that call from school? And what was it about? 702-364-9400. Was it an injury? Was it something else? Something more on the like emotional side? Was it just a simple case of their homework not being turned in? Ramon, I know you have a son. Have you ever gotten that phone call before?
Yeah, of course. Unfortunately, more than once, like
uh-oh.
You. And you can always tell because the CCSD number starts with 799. So you look at it and you're like, oh, crap.
Here they
but
go.
Yeah, like I said, more than once. But one time, I remember he was younger, like in kindergarten, and I could hear him crying in the background from the nurse. And she's like, oh, he had an accident at recess, but he's okay, but he won't stop crying. So can you please pick him up? So I go, I'm a little scared. I get him. He's fine. He's totally fine. He did have a bruise, a little bit of blood on his nose. But it's funny because when you ask him the story now, or back then, he goes, I was in the playground and we're all running and this bigger kid came and he ran me over. But he was like 7 feet tall and I couldn't get away. So it's hilarious.
Yeah,
now.
Shaq goes to your school now all of a sudden. Yeah. It's so funny. I cannot tell you the anxiety that you feel as a parent. So I feel for Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr. That is one of the worst things to get. Especially when it's a physical injury.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want any kind of mental injury or anything like
yeah.
that, but it is just brutal. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
This is kind of scary, guys. The chances of an asteroid hitting Earth in 2032 keep going up. So this new estimate from NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory says that the asteroid, which is called 2024 YR4, has a 2.6% chance of Earth impact. And that is up from a 2.3% chance announced last week. Now, again, that's very small, but the fact that it's going up could indicate that it's going to continue to go up, and who knows what it will be by the time 2032 swings around. NASA says the near-Earth asteroid measures up to 300 feet across. They say it does have a very small chance of hitting Earth on December 22nd, 2032. That said, the probability, again, has been increasing since the asteroid was discovered weeks ago. In late January, the chance of it hitting Earth was only 1.2%. So
2030, that's in a few years.
Yeah, that's not that far away, guys.
If you know that an asteroid is about to hit Las Vegas, it's in our backyard, what would you do?
I don't think I would do anything, because in my mind, there's always the chance that it doesn't happen. You know what I mean? And so I like sell all my valuables or, you know, give away all my money to charity, and then it doesn't happen. And I'm like, have nothing. You know, then what do I do?
That's,
you know,
true. Like, what if we just had I feel like there was a movie. There was a movie that was like an asteroid's about to hit us, and the last final moments was just them eating dinner. It was just them, like, enjoying each other's company.
What was that movie? I know the movie you're talking
about.
Don't Look Up. Yes. That was a good movie. Did you like that one? Ramon, you're always, like, my go-to when it comes to movies. Did you like that one?
Yeah, that was decent. It was all right.
What's the last movie you saw?
I saw two movies this weekend. One of Them Days and Hard Eyes.
Okay. My daughter said One of Them Days is so, so funny.
That was good. Yeah. I would recommend, yes.
Okay.
Is that with the one with SZA?
Yes.
Okay.
And what was the other one?
Hard Eyes. That slasher.
Oh, it's a slasher.
Nope, for us.
We're not watching that one. Also this morning, Instagram. They are rolling out a very unpopular feature. So the Meta platform is testing a dislike button. And it has users lashing out because of the ability to give bullies a voice. The down arrow is seeing people comment with, "It's like they want to continue to see us argue and hate each other, and I dislike that feature. It's going to make people sadder and insecure about what they post and stuff. Don't like people being mean. They shouldn't have that option at all." Meta explains the move by saying that they're testing a new button next to each comment on a reel or feed post for people to privately signal that they don't feel good about that particular comment, or they don't find it relevant, and they're just doing it with a small group of people to start. So what do you think as far as the dislike button? Yes or no?
Did you say that the dislike button, you can see it publicly, or will people that just post it will see the dislike button?
I think it's going to be you can see privately if people don't like the comments. But I'm not sure exactly how it's going to work.
Well, regardless, even if it was just me finding out that someone disliked a comment or disliked something that I posted, it would do something to my mental health. It would be like, well, what did I do to make you feel upset if it's me and my dog just walking down the street or something like that? I don't like that.
What about when, one of my husband's family members, she's always posting, like, this unfact-checked stuff. Okay. That, you know what I mean?
Yes.
She's that family member. So she just posted something like that the other day. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, I want to do the angry face. Like, I'm angry that you're posting this stuff that is not true. Like, this is so, yeah. Like, a dislike button wouldn't be like, I dislike you. You're still family, but I dislike what you're posting because it's not true. What if you look at it that, like, yeah, if it's of you and your dog, how else could you take that?
Yeah.
But if you post something that's like
an opinion matter
that I disagree with and I put dislike, still, it's a little confrontation. It's confrontational in a non-confrontational way.
Passive aggressive.
Yes.
Sure. I think too, now that you pointed that out, what's the difference between Facebook letting you do an angry emoji versus Instagram doing a dislike feature? Is that the same or one in the same?
Well, I think, let's say you're posting something like, the Kansas City Chiefs lost the Super Bowl, and you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan. You put angry. I'm angry they lost the Super Bowl. But if you're an Eagles fan, you're like, yes,
excited.
You're like happy. So anyway, my husband just texted. So you saw my cousin's latest post. Yes, I did see your
I did, Matt.
Finally, this morning. So it's, if you have a cup of coffee every morning, sometimes you might get sick of that coffee that they serve at work. It's just like it's like drinking tar. Well, maybe there's a new option for you. There's a Swiss company online that is selling tubes of coffee that you can spread on your morning toast. It's kind of like, It's like a tube of oil paint that's black, so it's thick enough that you could put it on like your toast or your bagel or even your fruit. They advertise it as a product you can eat or drink that is crafted from 100% fair trade Arabica beans and sweetened with organic Swiss beet sugar. Now, you don't drink it out of the tube. They say it can be mixed with water to make an instant coffee. But the spreadable coffee on bread or on your fruit, what is your opinion on that?
That's very interesting. I don't think I've tried that. It does. I feel like when you say tube of coffee, I feel like I'm about to put it on my toothbrush and it's going to be acting as my toothpaste and I'm brushing my teeth with it.
I was literally thinking I'd rather brush my teeth with this than put it on my toe.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah. Nick's 94.1.
It's time for Beat Mercedes.
It's all good.
I am so excited today to be back.
You are.
Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
I just can't wait to play Beat Mercedes. Yes. So we got to get our contestant on the phone, and it is TJ. Hey, TJ, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I am great. It is so good to have you on. You are caller 20. You ready to win
Let's
this
go.
$700 yes, diamond pendant?
I hope so. I'm nervous, but I hope so.
You got this. It is Minden Tuesday. The jewelry Michael Minden creates for us for this game is unbelievable. So I'm really hoping you get it. I'm going to leave the studio, and you're going to get this song, and you're going to get it fast. I just feel it, okay?
I sure hope so. Thank you.
All right.
Bye, Mercedes. She goes out of her studio. She goes into a place where she can't hear a single thing. All right, TJ, okay. Just to make sure you're all ready to go, you're all set, because I hear some background noise, and I want to make sure that you can hear the song.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Awesome. This is how the game works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, I need you to shout out, got it. We stop the clock, and within that 5 seconds, I need you to give me something, okay?
Okay.
All right, she's fast. The goal is to beat her. The next sound that you hear is a game, and it starts now.
Ah.
20 seconds, you got it?
Oh, gosh. I don't...
Do you want to even give it a guess?
Oh, I don't know.
No, no guesses? All right, I'm going to bring Mercedes in. That's okay. Mercedes, I'm bringing her in. TJ, what are you doing today? What you up to?
I'm at work. Uh-huh. I work for CCSD. I'm work in the purchasing department.
Oh, that's cool. What's your favorite thing about your job?
My favorite thing about my job, my paycheck.
Yeah, I love that. All right, Mercedes is back. Welcome back, Mercedes.
Hello, hello.
All right, this is how the game works. You already know. You'll hear the first 20 seconds of a song. You shout, I got it when you know it. And let me reset stuff here. And the next sound that you hear is a song, and it starts now.
Got it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
It was one of my favorite bands, 311, all mixed up.
Wow.
I love 311.
311. You stopped the clock at 1.6 seconds.
Okay.
And TJ, she went the full 20 seconds and didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry, TJ. Unfair advantage. I listened to a lot of 311 back in the 90s.
Did you really? That's good to know.
I love 311. Yes. Oh, thank you for trying, TJ. The only good news out of this is that, hey, we now have a $725 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Every day at 7 a.m., you get a chance to beat Mercedes. Maybe tomorrow will be the day. Make sure you are listening. But right now, oh, I'm in a good mood. We get to listen to 311. It's all mixed up, and it's on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. So you're telling me it's not Baltimore?
No, it's Baltimore.
It's Baltimore. There's a T in there. Baltimore.
That's what I thought. But when I go there this weekend, my friend's introducing all the places. She goes, welcome to Baltimore. I'm like, who's Baltimore? She goes, you don't pronounce a T here. I'm like, wait. So you're telling me we've been saying Baltimore when it's really Baltimore.
Can anyone confirm this? And is anyone from Baltimore, Baltimore, whatever? Is that true? You learned something being a non-local in another city that we would have never known. I'm so confused. Why don't you say the T in Baltimore?
I don't know.
Why is the T even there then?
And then she says, it's like, because she's from California and so am I. She goes, you don't say Sacramento. You say Sacramento. It's like that. You don't pronounce the T in
Baltimore?
Baltimore.
Oh, that sounds weird.
It is. It does. I don't know, but I had to get used to it. Hey, what's up? I'm in Baltimore.
Is there something that you learned about another city as a non-local that you were completely shocked about? 702-364-9400. Or if you are a true Las Vegan, you know these things. It was funny because last week we had a guy here at the radio station and he was interviewing for our co-host position and really nice guy. And we're talking to him and I said, hey, I want to ask you a question. He's like, yeah, what is it? And I said, what state are we in right now? And he said, Nevada. And you and I looked at each other and we go, No,
not Nevada. Please don't say Nevada.
And he's not from Nevada, so he didn't know. So we explained to him, we're like, yeah, that's one thing that is really big with locals is that you say Nevada, not Nevada. And he's like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. I'm so sorry. I'm like, don't apologize. You didn't know. How would you know that? You don't live here, you know? It was funny.
Another thing that I'm learning from Baltimore, oh God, I can't even say, is that they are known for rats. Did you know that I knew New York City was known for their rats? But when I go into this gift shop, I'm like, what are up with all these rats like on t-shirts saying Baltimore, Maryland? She goes, yeah, we have a lot of rats here. My God, that's interesting. Another thing that made me laugh is, you know, that, you know, they could be known for their crime. On one of the shirts, it read, what did it say? There is more than murder here.
Oh man, that's not a very good tourism dollar spent there. Let's talk to Renee. Renee, good morning. What is it for you? Oh, hold on one second.
I think he's still screaming.
Oh, okay. So we're getting some texts here. Miami, Oklahoma. It is said like Miami, Florida, but like Miami.
Miami.
It's not Miami. It's Miami. This one said, I lived in Louisville, Kentucky, and it's pronounced Louisville. Yes, I hear some people call it Louisville. And it's like, no, come on. It's Louisville. This one says, if you know you're a Las Vegas local if you do not go to the Strip. We were talking to him about that, too. It's like, it's very rare that you go to the Strip. This text says, Maryland is called Merland.
Merland?
Did you ask your friend that?
No.
It's Baltimore. Did she call it Maryland?
Maryland. Maybe the way that it's pronounced fast, but she would say Maryland. Maryland. Oh, you know what?
Maryland?
It does. Maybe it's like Maryland. Maryland. Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, my gosh. It just sounds like they have lazy mouths that they just don't want to talk about.
I have a question for you.
What?
How do you say the state that you're from?
Colorado.
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 Not Colorado.
No, it's Colorado.
Okay.
It's Colorado. If you call it Colorado, that's the equivalent of Nevada.
Good to know.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Sabrina, you're caller 20.
Yeah.
Sabrina.
Yes.
There you are.
She's focused.
Oh my goodness. I was like, wait a second. You're in the running to get these Disneyland tickets. Are you excited about this? Or are you just like so focused on getting these answers correct?
So focused. Let's do this.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. You know how it works then, right? 10 questions.
Yes.
Answer them all correctly in 60 seconds. You get them all right. Then those 4 2-day, 1 park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort are yours. Let's do this.
All right.
Sabrina, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What TV show based in New York just celebrated their 50th anniversary?
Saturday Night Live.
Who is Luke Skywalker's famous evil father?
Darth Vader.
Yes. Tarantulas and black widows are types of what?
Spiders.
Yes. Which Disney princess has Pascal the Chameleon as her sidekick?
Tiana.
No.
No, Tangled. Princess Tangled.
What is her name?
Oh my gosh! Pat.
Who voices Buzz Lightyear in the Toy Story movies?
Tim Allen.
Yes. The movie Princess and the Frog is set in what American city?
New Orleans.
Yes. What European city is home to the Colosseum?
Rome.
Yes. What do the letters in GPS stand for?
Pat.
Who is now the new host of Wheel of Fortune?
Ryan Seacrest.
Yes. Dom Perignon is a type of what drink?
Champagne.
Yes. Which Disney princess has Pascal the Chameleon as a sidekick?
Pass.
What do the letters GPS stand for?
Oh my gosh. System. Navigation system.
Oh,
no.
Sabrina.
Oh, no.
You got through all 10. You had to pass on a couple. We had time to come back to both of them. The Disney princess that has Pascal the Chameleon as a sidekick. You were right. The movie was Tangled. Her name is Rapunzel.
Mm. And oh my gosh, Rapunzel.
Oh, I know. Stupid Rapunzel.
Darn
and
it.
Then GPS stands for Global Positioning System, Sabrina.
Oh.
I am so sorry. You did so well on that. That just those two got you just a little confused, and I can't say that I blame you. Those were tough. So that means caller 20.
This hurts my heart.
I know. She wanted it so bad, and she almost had it. But that means 20, you get the tickets for 2-day, 1 park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Caller 20 gets them at 702-364-9400.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hot, hot, hot.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Did you guys see that Delta flight that turned over, crash landed?
I did. I just saw the clip.
Scary. Delta Airlines Flight 4819, which is operated by Endeavor Air, it crashed while landing at Toronto Pearson International Airport. It was arriving from Minneapolis, St. Paul. 80 people on board, including 76 passengers, 4 crew members. During the landing, it was around 2:15 local time in the afternoon. The plane flipped upside down on the runway and caught fire. Even though there were 18 people injured in the crash, thank goodness there were no fatalities. That incident led to a temporary suspension of airport operations that resumed last night. The Transportation Safety Board in Canada has initiated an investigation into the crash. U.S. National Transportation Safety Board is helping them out with that. They're saying, you know, it could have been weather conditions at the time. There was residual snow on the runway from a previous storm. There was wind gusts. It's just, I know a lot of people are getting a little uneasy about flying with recent events, but the Transportation Security Administration and the FAA says that traveling by plane is safe. This is just, you know, some isolated incidents that have been happening recently, but I'll admit I'm just kind of like, ooh.
Yeah, you can't help but worry, especially if you have a flight soon. And when you see this clip of the video of the plane landing and flipping upside down, I mean, it's crazy. And then I guess they interviewed one of the Delta passengers. They said that they were hanging upside down like bats.
Yeah, it's crazy, but they got them all out safely.
And then you could see one of the people recording themselves like coming out and just glad that everybody is safe. But man, imagine. It's just, I'm glad everyone's okay.
My initial reaction when I see people videoing themselves in situations like that is like, why would you do that? But then I'm glad, because I think it's important to see what was happening at that time, you know, like what was going on. And that way, when they do the investigation, they can see, you know, this was what was happening. So initially I was like, how could you even think to video yourself? But you're videoing, you know, the scene, that what's going on around you. So I'm glad they do stuff like that.
I didn't think of it that way. It's like, okay, immediately grab your phone. Well, it's funny you say that. When James got into a little fender bender, the first thing he did was call me. And the first thing I got into an accident is I started recording the conversation.
Yeah. You just, it's so you don't miss anything.
Correct.
Or so that you can go back and see, maybe I did miss this and, oh, I didn't realize this was said. So just, yeah, some food for thought there. Also this morning, Apple, they're launching a new product tomorrow. The CEO, Tim Cook, he announced a launch date last week, but didn't say exactly what the product would be. There's a lot of speculation. He posted on social media that it would be the newest member of the family. So speculation is that Apple is going to be taking the wraps off of a new iPhone SE 4. So this revamped SE is expected to feature a larger screen, Face ID, Apple Intelligence, expected to be selling around $500. Fans are hoping for multiple product reveals, including the M4 MacBook Air, which is an upgraded upgraded iPad and a HomePad smart display. So everyone's trying to figure out what it's going to be, but it's all happening tomorrow. Finally, this morning, did anybody watch the season 3 premiere of White Lotus?
I don't watch White Lotus.
Oh, you don't?
Ramon watched White Lotus.
Yes.
What did you think?
I thought it was okay. Pretty much what you get from a first episode, character-driven, world-building.
Did you catch the... Oh, I don't want to give anything away.
How do you say it without saying it? Is it like a cameo? Was it a plot twist?
I'm putting it in the notes.
What did I catch? I didn't see anything exciting.
Did you see what I just put on the screen? Did you catch that?
I saw the character. That one character.
Two.
Two?
Yes.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Okay.
I know Lisa from Blackpink's in it.
Yeah, she was so good. Her character's name is Mook. She's so cute. She's so adorable. So anyway, back to White Lotus. If you're daydreaming about a glamorous Thai getaway, you might want to start saving now. So because of this jaw-dropping backdrop at the Four Seasons Resort Koh Samui, this is literally like a tropical paradise. Infinity pools, private villas, ocean views. You want to take a guess on how much a single night will set you back before taxes?
It's in Thailand,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is. But everyone's wanting to travel there now because of this season.
One night, US dollars, I'll say $1,800.
$2,400 before taxes.
$24,000.
Yeah, fans of the show are already booking stays at the resort, hoping to soak in the views. While Thailand's tourism board, they're leaning into this. They are so excited. They have a whole dedicated site for exploring the show's filming locations, if you want to go check that out. With the past seasons, that there was the Four Seasons properties in Hawaii and then another one in Sicily. So they definitely mastered the art of turning dream vacations into binge-worthy television. That is for sure.
I've never watched a season of White Lotus, but I do know that there's that one famous line that Jennifer Coolidge says. Doesn't she say, "These gays are trying to kill me"?
Yes, and it ties into this season. That's all I'm going to say. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We completely ruined someone's first date over the weekend.
No.
I feel so bad about what happened. We were in Phoenix over the weekend and my daughter had a volleyball tournament. She has to stay with her team. Like, they all stay together at a hotel and we usually stay at the same hotel they did. But for this time, for some reason, I was like, you know what? I have some points. I can get us a free hotel that's like really nice. And you and I can just stay together, do like a Valentine's Day weekend. And so that's what we ended up doing. So we were staying like downtown Phoenix and they were outside of Phoenix. So we had finished the tournament. And have you ever had a first date completely ruined? And who ruined it? What happened? 702-364-9400. We were headed back to the hotel, but we were starving. It was probably 8 o'clock at night. And I was like, hey, I saw this cute little restaurant on the way to the hotel yesterday. Why don't we stop in there? So we go there and we walk up to the hostess stand and she's like, do you guys have a reservation? We're like, no, we don't. She's like, oh, it'll probably be like 40 minutes unless you want to sit at the bar. And we're like, yeah, we can just sit at the bar. So they have this outdoor bar. It's four-sided. It's a big square. They have TVs on each side of the bar where you sit. So we sit and we're looking and we're talking and we're sitting next to this couple. And they're clearly on a first date. You can just tell it's kind of small talk-ish. And there's a basketball game on. I think it was like KU and something else. But I could see on the other side that we're not sitting, I could see that the USA Canada Four Nations game is on. So I'm kind of turning my head. I'm like, oh, the hockey game is on the other TV. I told my husband. And he's like, seriously? And I was like, yeah. So he asked the bartender. He says, hey, is there any way you could turn this TV on to the hockey game? And he's like, let me just ask this couple if they're not watching this basketball game. If not, totally. So he goes to the couple on the first date. He's like, hey, are you guys watching this basketball game? And they're both like, oh, no. And he's like, do you mind if we put on the hockey game? And they're like, yeah, that's totally fine. So Matt's like, yes, this is awesome. They turn it on. We start watching. U.S. is ahead 2-1. And the guy on the first date turns to Matt. He goes, is this a USA-Canada hockey game? And Matt's like, yeah, man, there were 3 fights already. He's like, oh, man, really? What happened? Matt and this guy became best friends.
No!
The girl that was sitting there, and she was so mad. She was fuming because then the guy's asking Matt all these questions about hockey and where are you from? And they started talking. Totally ruined the first date.
Totally.
It was so bad. I told him, I'm like, stop talking to them. They're on a first date. And Matt's like, he's talking to me. I can't do it. I go, it's because you turned on the hockey game. We should have never turned on the hockey game. And the guy is just like, so he notices Matt's sneakers. He's like, man, I like your sneakers. Where'd you... They start talking about sneakers. It's like Matt and this guy were on the date. It was so bad.
You might as well have gone next to the girl and started talking to her, because at that point, and sitting at a bar, it's awkward because you can't see their face. You have to turn to your side to have a conversation. Yeah, Matt ruined the first date.
He really ruined it. And it got worse. It got worse. 702-364-9400. Who had the worst first date ever? What happened to ruin the first date? I thought that was pretty bad. But she got up and left.
No!
And then came back. I'll tell you guys what happened. And we want to take your calls. Worst first date you ever went on, or maybe you ruined it. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. When did you ruin a first date, or when were you on the worst first date ever? My husband, he ruined a first date this weekend by turning on the hockey game at the bar, and the guy was completely distracted and only talked to him for the rest of it. I'll tell you what happened after that, but first let's talk to Ashley. Ashley, good morning. What happened for a bad first date for you?
Hey, good morning. So we actually went to dinner, and the waitress was beautiful, I will admit. And he also thought she was beautiful. And I kept telling him, I said, listen, if you want to go out with her, you can. He was hitting on the waitress the entire time.
Oh, my gosh. Who was this guy? Did you ever see him again after that? Did he date the waitress?
I married him.
What?
No, that's amazing.
There's a lot of beautiful women. And I was just like, yeah, I get it. I mean, he'd been single for so long. And so he was just trying to figure out dating, I guess. I don't know.
What made you decide to give him a second chance after that happened?
Oh my goodness. I don't know. I just knew he had great potential. And he's really hot. So I just thought, why not?
Yeah. Hey, seriously, why not? You there's options, and sometimes you want to like stick with what you know is going to work. So that's really funny, Ashley. Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Alex. Alex, we're talking terrible first dates. What happened?
So I was in high school. It was actually my first date ever in my life. And we went to the movies. Everything was great. And we got back to my house. And my parents had my sister stand outside and hide in the bushes with a hose. So when he went to kiss me, they sprayed us down. And this actually happened. I was 16.
Was that the end of that relationship, or did you guys go out ever again?
We stayed together.
I think that's adorable, actually. And that'll be a first kiss that they remember for the rest of their
lives. Yeah, it's going to be pretty wet. So wait, I got to know, what happened with you and Matt?
Okay, so this couple that are on a first date, my husband asked them to put the hockey game on, starts distracting the guy. He starts talking to my husband, ignoring his date. They are on a first date. It was confirmed. So at some point, my husband and I start talking again, and we notice that they got up to leave, and we're like, oh, okay, well, they left. Oh my gosh, I feel so bad. Da, 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 da. So they're gone. My husband and I get our food. We're eating. Then they're back, like 15 minutes later. But he goes to sit in his chair next to my husband, and she pushes him away and goes, I'm sitting there. Like as a barrier.
Ooh.
So she sits there and the guy sits next to her. And so my husband goes, oh, I thought you guys left. And she's like, I just wanted to give him a tour of the restaurant. And I whisper to Matt, I go, she just wanted to get in the middle of you two. And he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, I won't talk anymore. So the guy leans over, is like, so is the hockey game over at this part? At the point it had ended. And he goes, yeah. USA ended up winning. And they start talking again. And she finally gets in the middle and goes, look, I'm not here to listen to you talk. Can you guys stop? And Matt goes, I'm so sorry. He's like, I did not mean to intrude. And she goes, well, you did. And she turned his back. And the guy looks at me and my husband because I'm in shock. And he mouths, I'm sorry. And that was that. We did not look in their direction at all after that.
What not only an awkward first date, and yes, Matt did ruin it a little bit, but it's like if you're the girl on that first date, you don't do that. Like if you wanted to continue, or maybe you you really liked the guy, why would you be so rude about that?
Oh, and here's this is the funniest part in my mind. I said, well, you helped him. You helped him see what she's really like. So when they were leaving, we left. They were still sitting there. We got up. We started walking away. The guy puts his hand out to Matt and shakes his hand.
Stop, like hiding it?
Like he just puts it out. Matt shakes his hand. And Matt goes, good luck, dude. It was hilarious. It was so funny. But yeah, I said, her true colors came out and they came out on the first date.
Exactly.
So now you actually ended up helping that guy. You ruined the date, but you helped the man.
I love Matt for that, man. Matt is the best. So Matt, thank you for ruining that guy's first date.
It turned out to be a good thing. All right. It is time to win with Heads Up. And it was just announced this morning. We have tickets for you to check out comedian Angela Johnson Reyes. She is returning to the Venetian Resort with her family reunion tour. She is absolutely hilarious. And we have your tickets right now with Heads Up. All you have to do is be caller 20. You get to pick a category. And if you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, the tickets are yours. Caller 20 is playing 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Natalie, good morning. You're caller 20.
Good morning.
How you doing? Did you get a 3-day weekend?
I'm a stay-at-home mama, so my weekends are always long.
Oh, no, your work week is always long, so you're always working. You get no days off when you're a stay-at-home mom. Well, congratulations, you're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up for these tickets to check out comedian Angela Johnson Reyes. Pick a category. Do you want to go with We All Scream, Energizer Bunny, Chicken of the Sea, or Wildlife?
Ooh, I'll go with... We All Scream.
We All Scream. Okay, Eat Ice Cream for Breakfast Day is today. So these are all things that are associated with ice cream, okay?
All right.
Things that are associated with ice cream. We just have to get 6 in 60 seconds.
Natalie and Mercedes, all right, let's do this. Your 60 seconds, it starts now.
Okay, you might get 2 of these on your cone instead of just 1.
2.
Yes. This is a waffle, a cake, a sugar.
A cone.
Yes. You put this on top of a sundae. It's red.
Sprinkles. A cherry.
Yes, a cherry. This is when you take vanilla ice cream and you put this type of soda in there and create this.
Float.
What kind of float?
Root beer float.
Yes, yes. I'm going to pass on that. Some people can't eat ice cream because they have an allergy to this.
Lactose intolerant.
And that is what? Like lactose is in what? In other types of...
Dairy.
Yes, dairy. You might put this on top of a sundae before the cherry. Just spray it on.
Whipped cream.
Yes! Woo-hoo-hoo!
Oh, it got a little stressed, but you guys did it.
I knew Natalie was going to pull it out. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You got those tickets to see comedian Angela Johnson Reyes. Just announced that her family reunion tour is coming to the Venetian Theater, and you are going to be there. We will have these tickets all week long with Heads Up. So keep listening, but congratulations, Natalie. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and we are now looking for our February Teacher of the Month. We love doing this. We love our teachers. We want to see them get the recognition that they deserve. And so we really depend on you to get those nominations in. And you can do that right now. Mix941.fm. Click under the contest tab and you'll see it right there where you can nominate your teacher. We do a random draw every month, and one teacher is going to win a $150 Visa gift card from Finley Chevrolet, an additional $150 Visa gift card courtesy of Silver State Schools Credit Union, and of course, that personalized Mercedes in the Morning plaque from H&J Trophies. So shoot us a message. Tell us why your teacher is so great, why your kid's teacher is so great, why your coworker who is a teacher is so great. We want to know about the amazing teachers here in Las Vegas. Go to the website, mix941.fm, and thank you to Finley Chevrolet and Silver State Schools Credit Union for making Teacher of the Month possible.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Phone addiction. It is ruining your romantic life with your partner. One in five people, they say, check their phones during the deed.
What?
One in five people will check their phones while they're in the middle of, you know. 71% say they spend more time with their phones than their partners. This new study from this therapist who treats phone addiction says the withdrawal symptoms that people suffer from their phones are similar to those that are experienced by drug addicts. It's that bad. They see this people struggling with drug issues, alcoholism, gambling, gaming, that they have seen a massive, significant rise in phone technology and social media addictions, with some of their clients spending between 15 and 17 hours a day on their phones, on YouTube, things like that. And that the withdrawal symptoms that people can suffer are as serious as those experienced by drug users trying to quit heroin, shaking, sweating, insomnia, stuff like that.
That's sad. I do admit that I know I need to lower the phone usage for sure. But when you're talking about people, one in four people will check it during the deed. You're not talking about like someone's calling you and you're turning off the silence.
No, it's just like, hey, let me just check Instagram really quick. Or did someone just text me? Let me check. Yeah. One in five people check their phones during relations.
I don't know how that works.
I know. I will admit, like, there's times where I'll hear my phone buzz because it's on silent, but I'll hear zzz, zzz, and I'll be like,
during?
Well, I mean, that doesn't happen that often, but there's probably, I could see myself being a little distracted, like, I wonder if that's an emergency, you know, like admit it. If you were doing something, you hear your phone buzzing, you'd be curious, wouldn't you?
I would be. And then now my mind is now not towards what's going on.
Yes, exactly.
It's like, who's texting me?
It's so bad.
Let me pause this.
Also this morning, on a scale of 1 to 10, how successful have you been at dodging sickness this year? Like the cold, a cold, the flu.
Not including allergies.
Yeah, not including allergies.
I'm actually okay. I think I would say like a 3. I did feel something at the airport yesterday and I took a Dayquil, and then I'm okay though.
You feel better? Yeah. I think I'm pretty good too. I'd say I'm at a 1 or a 2. I did feel like I had some sniffles this weekend, but I attributed it to traveling and stuff like that, but I feel better now. Well, researchers at Marion University just did this study to rank the 100 American cities based on where you're most and least likely to catch a cold. And they considered a bunch of things: weather, sneeze-inducing dry air, local vaccination rates, nutrition, population density, the number of kids that are in the city. Mm-hmm. And they found that the cities you're most likely to catch a cold in are Bakersfield, California, number one.
Ooh.
McAllen, Texas, number two. El Paso, Texas, number 3. Philadelphia, number 4. And Las Vegas is number 5.
Dude, 5?
Most likely to catch cold here.
I'm thinking about those cities that you just named before Vegas. Bakersfield, number 1. My mom actually used to live in Bakersfield for a few months. And it's really dry, too. Also, there's a lot of agriculture. So I'm wondering if that has to do a lot with the pollution in the air.
Oh, could be. Yeah, that's the number 1 city where you're most likely to catch a cold. As far as the cities you might want to visit, because you're least likely to catch a cold there, Wilmington, North Carolina is number 1, followed by Madison, Wisconsin, Honolulu, Raleigh, North Carolina, and then San Jose, California.
Are they all near water?
Well, not Wisconsin, unless there's a lake or something nearby.
I mean, kind of, right?
Yeah, but still. Possibly. Finally this morning, okay, guys, both of you look at your phone really quick and look at see how many photos you have on your phone.
I'm scared to look.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Because the typical person has 1,598 photos on their phone camera roll. That is just the average. There's a new report out that says that's what the typical person has. But if you break it down by age, millennials have the most with just over 2,500. Photos of our family are the most common pictures we have on our phones, followed by pictures from holiday celebrations and then like cool photo worthy, like views, things like that. Even though we have thousands of photos on our phones, only 19% of people say they actually go through and look back at them.
All right, I'm not going to go last because I'm kind of scared. Go ahead, Ramon, you go first. How many photos are in your photo album?
I'm around 2,000.
Mercedes, you want to go next?
Sounds low.
I have 39,451.
Oh,
oh, wow.
Oh, I thought I was bad. I'm at 14,094.
Oh.
But that's including videos. I don't know how to subtract the videos part. So just still photos, I don't know my still photos, but with photos and videos, it's 14,000.
If you scroll down, you can go to like videos and subtract that. It'll say like media types.
Okay.
I only have 1,987 videos. I have almost 40,000 pictures in my phone, you guys. This
is
bad.
4,300 videos in
mine. Oh my gosh, that's a lot of videos.
I know.
What are you recording?
It's, I think, stuff for the show.
Oh, okay. I was going to say anything. To that first story.
Don't check my deed. I don't check my phone during the deed. I don't use it during the deed.
Hey, James, let's record a video really quick.
Ready? Get that timer. 3, 2, 1.
It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. If you have found love in an odd place, let us know where that was. 702-364-9400. I saw this woman on the Today Show and I never saw her original TikTok, but I guess this is like an actual trend of people going to this place to find love.
Yeah, and it's Home Depot. I would have never thought. I saw that video as well. And we actually have the audio of her at Home Depot recording herself finding the love of her life. This is how it sounds.
Excuse me.
Yep.
I'm trying to hang a picture, like a large picture.
Okay.
Can you help me find the things that I need?
Yeah.
So this guy, he's just standing there and he's wearing like his fluorescent green shorts. And she's like, should I go talk to this guy? I want to go talk to him. So she goes up to him. He's standing in like the plumbing area. And she's like, I want to hang a picture. Can you help me find the stuff? And so he's like, oh, well, yeah, it's definitely not in this area. But like people are going to Home Depot to find love. And for this woman, it actually worked. This was them on the Today Show.
I just feel like we're kind of kindred souls. And so it's just really nice that like it was the right place, the right time. I feel like we were like meant to meet.
We finished the exchange and then I was like, okay, I'm going to go back to finishing what I was doing. And then I was like, wait, hey, can I get your number?
Uh-huh.
And she said yes. And then we went on a couple of dates and then I got to know her.
So she went in there looking for someone, but he actually made the move and asked for the phone number. Is there an odd place that you never expected to find love, but you found it there? And where was it? I'm wondering if this is already a trend when she decided to start it. And it just further reinforces that that might be a great place to meet that special someone.
And let's say, Mercedes, you're single right now and you wanted to go into a store that fit your type. What store would you go into to find love?
Ooh, that's tough. You know, I do like someone who can fix stuff. My husband's good at that. Like if something needs to be fixed around the house, he can do that. But honestly, I would just say the regular grocery store. Mm. I like when guys grocery shop for themselves. To me, it's like I'm self-sufficient. I know what I want. I like to see what they put in their cart. Like, are we compatible? Is it, you know, stuff that I like? Is it stuff that I have never tried but would be willing to? I like when guys do the grocery shopping. To me, it signals like, okay, this is going to be an equal relationship. I don't know. It's a good sign for me.
I love that. Mine was pretty similar. I say if I was single right now, I would like to find my soulmate in a Costco.
Would be good.
He's getting samples. He likes when I see people that are trying the samples, and not only do they like, of course, free stuff, but it's like, oh, they're open to try new things. I would think in Costco, I would see them in the self-checkout. The self-checkout, because he's self-sufficient. He likes to do all the stuff on his own. He doesn't need a cashier. He can see that. And I see him to the left of me, and we introduce each other at the self-checkout.
See, to me, self-checkout is a little bit of a red flag.
Why?
I feel like that means this is a person that doesn't want to talk to other people. They don't want the chit chat with the cashier. And believe me, I have used self-checkout, but it's only the times that I don't feel like talking. So that could go either way with me. That's a little bit of a red flag.
What about at the food court? He's ordering a chicken bake.
A chicken bake?
The food court, the Costco food court has a chicken bake.
Oh, I thought you just meant like the regular mall food court. I'm like, where do they sell chicken bakes over there? Let me know. I need to find this stuff out. Yeah, chicken bake, I would say pizza, yes. Costco hot dog, absolute. Chicken bake, I got to sit on that one for a little bit. I don't know.
Come back to you on that one.
The churro, 100%. They are a keeper. Do not leave that man alone. It's Mix 94.1.